I'm Sean Crawford, and this is Illinois Edition. It's been a month since spring has arrived, and we thought we'd check in with the state climatologist Jim Angel to find a little bit more about what we've experienced so far with the weather and what could lie ahead. Jim, so far it seems like there's been a lot of rain over the last couple of months here in Illinois.
That's right. If you look at Illinois, we've gotten a fair amount of rain here in April. I think early on we were kind of worried about the dry winter conditions. We're actually, in many places, we're well below average for the winter. But in March and again in April, it's been much wetter for us. And so I think the things like soil moisture have kind of rebounded a little bit. And so feeling a little better about that. Kind of statewide numbers kind of give you a ballpark idea of what April looks like so far. We're almost the average for the whole month is about 57 degrees. That's almost 6.5 degrees above the long-term average. Precipitation-wise, most of the state through today is at or slightly above the long-term average. So if you look at the statewide numbers, we're about a quarter of an inch above average at this point. So looking much better shape, shape in terms of soil moisture and rainfall in the last couple of weeks.
Well, I know everybody likes to take a short period of time and make that into something more. And they may say, hey, we've had a warmer winter and we've had a warmer spring, so we're likely going to have a warmer summer. I know it doesn't always work that way, but what are your predictions showing?
That's right. If you look at, they just put out new seasonal outlooks from the National Weather Service, and those are for May in particular. They've got us, I'd say from May and then on in through the rest of spring and on into summer, they've got Illinois with what we call an increased chance of being warmer than average. So it looks like warmer conditions are going to continue across much of Illinois for really out until the fall at this point. There's not anything really pushing it strongly one way or the other. We're in between El Nino and La Nina. Those are the big deals out in the Pacific Ocean that can affect our patterns of weather in the United States. But just I think it's just more of the kind of this short-term trends are showing warmer conditions, and then some of our climate models are indicating that would continue too. So there's a lot of evidence pointing towards warmer conditions as we move forward here.
Well, whenever we talk things like climate change, of course, everybody likes to talk about the temperature, but there's also some other effects of the weather that can come with that, including more things like torrential rains. It does seem as though we've had more of that in the last few years. Is there any scientific evidence to back that up?
Yes, we've been watching that closely for quite some time. Basically, for the last 20 or 30 years, Illinois has been in a wetter climate with more heavy rain events. So that's been pretty problematic the standpoint of farmers. It's you get more springtime rains that cause planting delays and too much mud and too much water in the fields. For the cities, it's a big problem because you have a lot of urban flooding with all these heavy rains falling on surfaces that don't soak it up. So parking lots and buildings and highways, things like that. So it's been pretty problematic in the last 30 years or so. So I would say that's probably the trend that's having the biggest impact on Illinois right now is not the temperature, it's actually the precipitation. So these much wetter conditions with more heavy rain events is causing quite a few headaches.
I know sometimes we'll see parts of Illinois that are doing just fine when it comes to the amount of water, and then there are some areas that are still in a drought condition. Is there any area of the state right now where the soil moisture is not adequate?
Yeah, I would say right at this point in time, we had some concerns of western Illinois, but they've gotten some good rains in the last couple of weeks, so some of the concerns have eased on that end. We've got some areas in far southern Illinois that have been dry in the winter and early spring, but they're forecast to get more rain in the next week or so. So, and really not too concerned about any part of the state at the moment. I think we're in pretty good shape in terms of drought.
We've talked before, Jim, about the something that is a bit of a drought in the state of Illinois, and that's been a tornado drought. I know that was what was considered at least a few years ago. Are we still considered to have been down as far as the number of tornadoes spotted and touching down in the state of Illinois?
Yeah, it's we did have a little bit of dry spell there, so to speak, and then this year it's kind of picked up. In fact, we had tornadoes back in February, had a pretty good outbreak, pretty sizable outbreak, then kind of along the Illinois River region. So it has been a bigger problem this year than the last couple of years, and I think that's true nationwide. I think there's a little, if you look at the nationwide numbers, those have shown an uptick this year compared to last year or the year before. So, yeah, it seems to be a more active tornado season. Now, most of our tornadoes happen in the March through June time frame, but in reality, we can get them any month of the year as long as you get the conditions right for it.
Is there any reason, you know, from a scientific standpoint that could show why we haven't seen as many over the last few years, or is just the luck of the draw?
Yeah, sometimes it is kind of the luck of the draw. You know, sometimes we're busy and other places aren't, and vice versa. I'd say probably the in those droughts of previous years, we've seen that at the national level too. So I think there's just certain years that there's just more activity out there, and there's really not like a smoking gun that we can point to, like El Nino or La Nina or anything like that.
And just to wrap up with you again, you'd mentioned it looks like the forecast model showing that we could be in for some warmer weather once again over the next many months, including the summer, and that would fall right in along with the trends we've been seeing.
That's right. Yes, that's part of the pattern we've been seeing for quite some time. Milder winters, warmer springs, a little earlier jump to the growing season. Also an early jump on the pollen season. I'm feeling the effects of that as well.
We've been speaking with the state climatologist Jim Angel here on Illinois Edition.